Welcome to today's call, everyone. This is Alan from the office. Rachel's here too, and we are excited on this Pioneer Day to take a few minutes and have this great call today. You know, it's often a product-focused call, and with Limitless, we're always product-focused, but boy, I know we're going to have a good Pioneer theme today, which can go a lot of different directions, so I'm really excited about where we're going. Rach, do you want to start us off with some social media announcements?
I would love to. As most of you know, last week we put out a little contest for Facebook and Instagram for those of you that are on Instagram as well. We issued our Somewhere Skinny picture contest, and that was for our distributors to take pictures of all the different places they take their skinny, you guys take your skinny sticks, and we've had so many cool pictures. Keisha and I were going through and looking this morning at some of the fun ones. So before I announce the winners, I also want to announce that I got the permission, the go-ahead from Malin this morning to extend this contest through the end of summer. So we're going to go ahead and pick winners every Monday. So we'll do this every week, just like we've done the last two, every week until probably, I don't know what, the end of August. So keep posting. We've seen a lot of really fun skinny sticks pictures, all the cool places you guys have been going. Craig and Peggy and Dave, you know, all their travels these last couple days and everybody else. So now on to the winners. Our kind of overall winner for this last week, I don't think this will come as a surprise to anybody who is friends with her on Facebook, because I think she's posted a Somewhere Skinny picture almost every single day this last week. So this one, we're going to be sending a Skinny Sticks variety pack to Teresa Wendy Sotelo. So congratulations. She was our winner last week as well. So she got a Skinny Sticks bottle. Now she's getting some more Skinny Sticks to fill it up with. She's just on a roll. And just a couple honorable mentions to Paul Israelson and Noelia, who are also just posting like crazy. So keep up the good work, guys. And then we also, Keisha, last week we decided to give a prize out to the most creative post. So I'm glad he's on the call today. Congrats to Dave Sherping, who is going to win a Skinny Sticks branded bottle. So we've seen all your posts, and I think you've got your Skinny Sticks just in regular water bottles. So now you'll have a Skinny Sticks branded bottle to put all your Skinny Sticks in.
Nice.
And Dave won. If you haven't seen his post, check him out on Instagram, because they're quite, you know, cute and clever little captions. He's got his arm around a bear statue, and he's given the bear some Skinny Sticks, and his caption was, "Barely fat anymore." So
that is
quite
creative.
Clever.
That's
so
great.
Congratulations to Teresa and to Dave. Keep up the posting, guys, and we're going to keep giving away stuff.
Well, that's exciting, Rachel. Thank you for that. You know, social media is so much fun. It's fun to see what people are doing, and we can incorporate it into our business, as we've been talking about a lot the past while. And it's a lot of fun and a great way to spread the message and grow the business. Well, with our Pioneer Day today, as before the call started, Steve and I were talking about what a festive place it is in downtown Salt Lake today. And Steve and Malin were on their walk this morning and bumped into people getting ready for the parade. You got the horses. You had runners from the races going on with the marathon. But Steve, do you want to kick us off on talking about our Pioneer, Limitless Pioneer theme today?
You bet, and I hope I don't take too long, but hey, good morning or good day. I know we got Diane across the pond calling in from England today, so we appreciate that. Appreciate all of you calling in. I know we beat this Pioneer theme to death, but I do got to tell you, you know, we're out walking this morning. Malin and I are out walking, and like Alan said, we're bumping into the, you know, the pipe bands, and we're bumping into the horses for the Days of 47 rodeo, and we're bumping into all these Pioneer themes that were going on. And I thought back, and many of you probably don't remember Irma Bombeck, but Irma Bombeck was a humorist, had a newspaper column and a TV show, and she was hilarious. But I'll never forget, she made this quote one time, and she said, "It's impossible to appreciate a parade if you've never made a float." And as I was walking by all the different floats, and I was thinking of all the hours that all these volunteers put into these floats, I thought of that quote by Irma Bombeck, that it's impossible to appreciate a parade unless you've made a float, because it's true. And I was thinking a little bit about being a pioneer and doing things and stepping out of your comfort zone in order to become successful at what you do and how it applies to Limitless. And I was thinking when I was thinking about, first of all, Pioneer Day here in Utah, it's actually a state holiday, goes back to 1847. That's why they call it Days of 47, when the pioneers first came into the Salt Lake Valley here, and that's why it's a state holiday. But do you know something just as big or even bigger happened 22 years later in Utah? On May 10th, 1869, the first transcontinental railroad was completed at Promontory Summit in Utah. And you guys may not think, it was a big deal having the East and the West meet, and when they met, the final spike was driven into the ground at Promontory Point, Summit Point, by, guess who, Leland Stanford was the guy who had the honorary job of putting the last spike in the railroad tracks connecting both ways. And Leland Stanford, of course, was the guy who founded Stanford University. And So it was another major event in Utah. And it got me thinking, what's the difference between those 22 years between when the pioneers came out to Utah all alone and desolate and, and settled the valley in 1847 and had no crops or nothing, everything. They had to totally, totally survive on their ingenuity and their concepts and their hard work ethic, or the train that came 22 years later. And so I started thinking, wow, there's a big difference between being a pioneer and being a rider. And there's nothing wrong with either one. There's advantages to being a pioneer, though. And I was thinking about how that applied to Limitless. And I was thinking about how it applied to when I first came down here. You know, I come from old school family, and by that I mean none of my family members, none of them, had the opportunity to go to university. I was the very first one in my family to go to university. And it's not because my family wanted me to go to university. You know, we all think, everyone wants their kids to grow up and go to university. No, just the opposite. My dad had been a professional hockey player, and he was retired, and he was selling, believe it or not, brakes. Big brake drums for trucks and equipment. That's what he did. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, and their parents had come out of the Depression area, where everything was very tight, and so they believed that you should stay at home and go get a job and help provide for the family. And I just knew in my gut, in my heart, that isn't what I was supposed to do. And so I did the hardest thing ever. I left home and came down to the States to go to school. And I swear, I had $52 to my name when I got on the bus, when I finally arrived in Salt Lake City and got on the Continental Trailways bus from Salt Lake City to Provo, Utah, to be able to go to school. Didn't have anything at all. But I was here, and I was excited to be here because I knew everything depended on me. I couldn't go back. I didn't have enough money to go home, even if I wanted to. And so it was a terrible situation, and I didn't have a job. And I had a friend who told me to go visit a guy by the name of Don Nooner, who had started something kind of revolutionary here in Utah. It was a food storage company called PermaPack, where they sold dehydrated food. It was kind of a new concept to have food for a rainy day in the event that something happened. Dehydrated food. That at last, I guess today, they make TV shows about survivalists and people storing food in the event of something happening. Well, it wasn't quite that bad. People just thought it's always a good idea to have some food in an emergency if you get unemployed or something. So I got this job in which I was selling dehydrated raspberries and dehydrated texturized vegetable protein. Now, I just want you to try to envision for a sec a kid coming to Utah, walking to an interview, and trying to get a job to sell dehydrated food. And it wasn't like I just walked in and they gave me the job. No, they said every single person that sells for, Don said, every single person that sells for me is married, because people look at somebody who's married with a little more credibility than they would at a 18-year-old kid, or, you know, that doesn't have any kind of credibility. So I'm not sure I want to hire you. So I said, look, it's commission. You have nothing to lose. Give me the job. If I'm not your top salesperson in a month, then you can fire me, and you got nothing to lose. And, you know, he just kind of liked that gumption, that forcefulness. It was actually desperateness, you know, out of desperation that made me do that. And I found myself with a typewriter briefcase. Remember typewriters? I had a typewriter briefcase with these little canisters, you know, that you could heat up and keep food in, with little samples of dehydrated raspberry crisp and dehydrated textured vegetable protein that I put in a taco shell that I bought at the store, and I'd let people try it. And, I mean, you want to talk about hard, going door-to-door, walking, no car, couldn't afford a car, and doing that. And we did that, and I did that because of the belief that I had both in the product, because the product was a really good product. People loved it, and I'll never forget, I mean, it was getting pretty tight, and couldn't pay my landlady the rent yet, and I was with six other guys in my place splitting rent, so it was only, you know, $50 a month. But keep in mind, I only had 52, and they wanted a $75 deposit. So here I was selling this dehydrated food, and I remember I was walking along the front of the road, and remember the first guy I sold food storage to, he bought a year's supply of food for three people. His name was Larry Bagby, and he just loved the raspberry crisp that I made. And he said, man, I need to get this, and I sold him a year's supply of food for three people, and I was able to make enough money on the commission to go out and continue to be able to go to university. I bought a 64 Ford Falcon for $100, so I didn't have to walk. I actually had a rundown old car, but it worked. And then, you know, starting to think about how can I continue? How can I make my dreams come true? I'm here. I'm at university. I have no money, but I'm at university. I can make something, you know, of my life, I felt like. And so I took a couple $100. I remember how crazy this was. I had this idea of a singing telegram business. I thought, okay, I can sell food storage and I can start my own business, a singing telegram business. So back then, the number one radio announcer in Salt Lake, his name was Danny Kramer, and I bought one spot in drive time, and it was all the money I had. I took all the money I'd made in food storage, and I invested it in a radio spot. Did I have music for a radio spot? No. Could I use any music? No, because it's licensed. But what could I use? I could use an old song. So I took the song from Yankee Doodle Dandy, and I named my singing telegram company Western Welcome. And you're saying, what does this have to do with anything? Because I recorded a song, and the song went, I still remember it to this day. I mean, I'm going to embarrass you guys for a sec, but it was Western Welcome to the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy. Western Welcome, we're the ones to come to. When you have a song to sing and someone to be sung to, Western Welcome, we're the ones to come to. Call us quick and don't delay and send someone a song today. And we, you know, played that on that drive time and got enough response that people wanted singing telegrams. Well, I hadn't really completely thought it through yet. I hadn't hired anybody yet. I didn't have any songs. I didn't have any people. I go, oh my gosh, what do I do now? So very quickly, I went down to the university and I hired students. I put a little ad in the Daily Universe newspaper and I hired students and I said, bring your own music to audition, you know, to see, and, you know, hiring just a few positions. And I had like 200 to 300 people show up, and they all had songs. They had anniversary songs and birthday songs and engagement songs and every song you could imagine, and they said, okay, and so they come in, they audition, they leave their song, and then they went. and I only needed to hire like 2, 3, 4 people out of that, and now I had all the music in the world. And it was great, and so that started to go, and that started to work, and then somebody came to me and said, hey, I want to buy your Western Welcome singing telegram business. What a great idea, you know, and so that worked, and then I had a little bit of money to be able to get involved in attic insulation. But here's my point. You got to be willing to sacrifice what you are now for what you might become. You know, in network marketing, it's interesting. I was doing a three-way call with Bruce, who's on the phone right now. I was doing a three-way call with Bruce with the person he had on the phone. And we were talking about, you know, what do you want? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of a business? We talk about 88.8% of the people who do this part-time. They do it part-time because they just need to make a little bit of money. And that's great. I don't have any problem. But, you know, it always drives me a little bit crazy because what Melinda and I try to think of is what can we do at corporate? What's our responsibility at corporate to make it so exciting so that you guys don't have any problems? I was listening to Craig and Peggy on the phone, Cindy on the phone, Liz on the phone. I'm listening to all these distributors calling in from all over the country on the phone. I'm preaching a little bit to the choir here because you guys are the believers, Sally Ann. You guys believe in our products because you know they make a difference in people's lives. But when Melinda decides, hey, we're going to pay one-to-one, you know, so that we can pay the most amount of money to those people that are part-time. And when I say to somebody, how much money do you want to make? And they go, oh, if I could make an extra couple of $1,000, you know, that would be awesome, right? How many people have had somebody say that? I can't believe it. We pay you a $2,000 bonus if you can go get 12 customers to stay on for a year. We'll pay you a $2,000 bonus just for that, not even counting the commissions, not even counting all the things that we got going. So again, you got to be willing to sacrifice what you are right now for what you might become. And so I simply ask people, are you a pioneer? Are you one of those people that are willing to come out, make the sacrifice to be able to accomplish and achieve whatever your dreams and goals might be? Or are you a rider? Are you the kind of person that says, hey, no problem, I'll just, you know, ride the train out. 22 years later, I'll ride it out, and I know all the best land spots are already taken by those pioneers who came before me. But there are people that are riders and people that are pioneers, and no question about it, Limitless is in a pioneer stage, but I can't even wait to talk about the Limitless 2.0 that we're going to come out with. But it's Pioneer Day here in Utah. It's a beautiful day. I couldn't help thinking about it as I saw all the things going out there, and I appreciate all you guys for being able to be pioneers. But if you want to change your life, you know, you got to be willing to sacrifice what you are now for what you may become, and that's kind of my thought process. Rachel.
Oh, back to Alan.
All right. Thank you, Steve. You know, I love your story, Steve. I've told you this, but I love when you share your experiences. And, you know, I just hear $50 in your pocket, $52, you leave the country off to off for bigger and better. I just look where, I mean, it's just amazing. I love your story. Thank you for sharing that.
You bet.
We've also got Liz Perkins with us also. Liz, you know, you are a limitless pioneer. You've like been from day one-ish here at Limitless, and you've got some great pioneering experiences with the business, and we just like to invite you to share any pioneer thoughts you have today regarding Limitless and pioneering.
I would say day one and before, because I was here before, so definitely a pioneer. And Steve, it doesn't matter how many times I hear your stories, I still laugh. I can, it's funny because I've been reading stuff about Pioneer Day and really what the pioneers went through. And those of you who don't live in Utah or not from Utah, you have to understand Pioneer Day is actually a bigger deal than the 4th of July here in Utah. It is a very, very large deal and a lot of celebration. As Steve said, there are, you know, parades. And I remember all that my dad loved Pioneer Day and all the things that we did as a child. But, you know, it really does come back to seeing what we're doing here at Limitless. And I do feel fortunate at times. And then, of course, other times that I'm like, man, I can't believe I've made it this far. I think one of the advantages that I've had in being a part of the pioneering stages of Limitless is that I've also had the ability to know a lot of people in the industry, top leaders like Stephen Malin Campbell, who I met through my very first real experience in network marketing and what they had to go through to pioneer a company. And I remember listening to some of those stories, and they were very emotional stories of what people went through. And really the depths of the strengths that they have to dig from in their souls to go through that process. And listen, in the last 5 years, I've gone through some of those times, and I don't want to scare anybody, but it's anytime you're doing like what Steve just talked about, doing something different. It's the process that you go through, but it's who you become in the process that really is the magic of it all. And that's what I think the last 5 years of Limitless has done for me and many others, is that it has given us an avenue of becoming the best us. And mm-hmm. always that is a journey. You know, we aren't the best us. We're always working to be that, but truly becoming better than we were. I think Limitless has provided us that platform. I'm speaking for myself especially, but I have been able to see what has happened to others as well, and it's why I love being a part of Limitless. It has been a long journey, and as we talk about Limitless 2.0 coming up, I'm very, very excited. I think one of the big things that we have learned over the years that the products we have are truly amazing. We call them not the magic pill, but they certainly are magical. And it's because we know what they can do if you're willing to put in the effort. And the other thing that I think is really brilliant that we have discovered over the years, that one of our products, if you're using one, it's great. But if you're using multiples of the products, your benefits are exponential. And that's really why the birth of the Find Your Limitless packs came round. And what I truly believe is going to be the next true big thing, and what will really take Limitless to that success level that we've been looking for, is because it's going to give people, as you're seeing people post and you're seeing the amazing stories, the new ones as of late, that I'm just stunned by, but not stunned, but just I guess the best words are just, it's inspiring to see what people are doing and what they are becoming by simply adding the Limitless products to their daily regimen. And it really is, to be a part of something like that, to see that we get to change people's lives, it's not just about getting the weight off. It's about mobility. It's about health. It's about so many things. And, of course, the benefit of all that is the financial aspect that we get to enjoy if we go out and share this. Being a pioneer is not easy. But being a pioneer, you get to stake the biggest claim. I would highly encourage you to study what pioneering is all about, and not just in business, but it really is quite inspirational. And if you get to be a part of that, which you do here at Limitless, you're kind of on the other side of the pioneering, but it really is something to be a part of, and it will really make a big difference, I think, in who you become in the long run. And it certainly has done that for me and many of the other people on my team. The other thing that we have seen in the pioneering is that, as we know, those of us who live in Utah and talk about the pioneers a lot, is a lot of people don't survive that rocky path, and that it can be very difficult for some. But for those who do survive, they become very strong and very committed and very determined, and what Malin calls, it becomes a movement for us because we're so committed to that we really want to go out and see the success. So being a pioneer isn't easy, but being a pioneer is super rewarding. And I truly do believe if you will engage and use this wonderful Find Your Limitless program for yourself and for those that you bring in, it will become a truly amazing movement for each and every person that becomes a part of Limitless, that they can become a part of that amazing movement to change lives, beginning with their own. So I'm truly excited to be here, to be a pioneer, to get to see what happens to Limitless as it evolves over this next 2.0 stage. And I just want to say thanks to Stephen Malin for believing in me on many days that I did not believe in myself. And I'm just so happy I'm here with you today. So thanks, Alan. Thanks, Stephen Malin.
Thank you, Liz. Wow, that was great. You know, I love you brought out a couple of really key points in there. One of those being personal pioneering. And of course, Steve talked about this too. Every one of us, we have the opportunity to be a pioneer personally with our own lives of not settling for the status quo, of saying, I'm going to be different than I am today. I'm not just going to settle for where I'm at now. And we can personally be that pioneer to get us to a better place in our own lives. But then also your comments about being part of a group, part of a movement, part of a team that's going through a pioneering process. And that's what's so exciting about Limitless is we can do pioneering on our own, and we do pioneering as a team and get to participate in that. So thank you for sharing those comments, Liz. Appreciate that and the great Limitless pioneer that you are. Well, Malin, would you? Thank you. Malin, would you like to wrap us up here?
I would love to, guys, and thanks all of you for participating with us on the call and hearing our passions about pioneering. You know, when you really catch the vision of what it's like to be a pioneer, you know, and getting past the fear of the unknown, the excitement of what is to come really is so powerful. You know, the theme of that parade that Steve and I kind of laced in and out of this morning as they were preparing to start the official parade down the street was New Horizons. And I thought that is so wonderful. And even though we're celebrating Pioneer Day for those who came, you know, across the plains and made all those sacrifices and settled the valley here, it also, in the parade, you saw the celebration of just pioneering in general. And it was really fun. We were crossing the street, and we saw all these young kids crossing the street, and they were dressed up as pioneers. And the one that stuck out for me was there was this gal. She was probably 12 years old, and she was dressed up as Amelia Earhart. And I thought, isn't
oh, wow.
that awesome to pass on the spirit of pioneering? You know, we also walked by, and there were all these old automobiles, you know, the Model A's, you know, clear back, Henry Ford, 1929, 1930, 1931. They had all these different models and the years, and, of course, they were restored. But to bring that pioneering from the past and pioneering into the future, and then, of course, they had for, you know, the Grand Marshal of the parade, they had the latest, greatest convertibles, and, you know, really seeing how pioneering connects all of us. And probably one of my most favorite commercials that I've seen recently is by GE, and they're celebrating women in science. And they say, in the whole commercial, if you haven't seen it, you got to go on YouTube, you'll find it, about Millie Dresselhaus. And they said, what if female scientists were treated like celebrities? And it goes through, and there's all these women that are dressed up like Millie Dresselhaus, who was an amazing scientist and really cutting edge in her field, first woman in MIT, you know, all these amazing things about Millie Dresselhaus. But as I did my research on the commercial, here's what was most critical for me, is that they had her in the commercial, they were celebrating her and saying, this is our future, is celebrating science and females in science, everybody in science, all pioneers. And she got to be in that commercial, and they just released the commercial earlier this year, and then on February 23rd, she passed away at the age of 86. And yet she got to be the celebrity after a lifetime of pioneering. When I was growing up, there's also an amusement park in Utah. It's called Lagoon. And it's got Ferris wheels and slippery slides and roller coasters. It has the whole nine yards. And when I was in junior high, you got to go to Lagoon Day at the end of the school year, and everybody looked forward to Lagoon Day. And I remember using that analogy as I've trained for many, many years in network marketing, because if you can build a great networking business for yourself, then every day can be Lagoon Day. And we looked so forward to being Lagoon Day. And as I'm thinking through and listening to everybody talk today and thinking about where we're going with 2.0, it's like really every day can be Pioneer Day. And we are pioneering not only, as Alan's kind of already, you know, kind of made a summary here, but I'll just make it one last time. You know, Steve and I wanted to be a part of Limitless, wanted to start Limitless, because we wanted to pioneer, herald in something new in our industry of network marketing. We wanted to do it differently. We wanted to change all those things that we saw, you know, we would want to do if we could own our own company. And so we are industry pioneers, guys, but we're also at this point in time, with Limitless 2.0 coming, it's the best time to be a Limitless company pioneer, because the lot of the groundwork has been laid. As Liz said, there have been some real challenges. Now we're coming into that sweet spot of pioneering where you can carry the message forward. And then, as Alan already said, you can be your own pioneer. And that's where every day can be a pioneer day, whether it's in, you know, your physical appearance and taking advantage of these products and, you know, really truly reversing age, or, you know, skincare, the weight loss that we have, all these amazing stories that people are putting on social media. Every day is a pioneer day for them, and every day can be a pioneer day for you. We're all connected, coming together. You know, the Find Your Limitless packs, yeah, they narrow it down to four different options to get people started. And we are all following a simple duplication model so that we can all be on the same page. But that doesn't take one thing away from the pioneering and the creativity of what we can do to change our lives and follow our why. Why are we doing this business? What is it that we expect to get out of it? What kind of lifestyle? Who do we want to become? That's really, at the end of the day, what Limitless is all about. Find your Limitless and come and be a part of Limitless 2.0. That's all I've got, Alan.
Wow. Well said, Malin. Thank you very much. With that, we'll take it off mute and let everyone share where they're from and any enthusiastic thoughts.